Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing once again for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. On today's episode, episode 75, well, episode 75 was one that I fought recording. I'll get into why in a bit, but before doing so, I wanted to thank you all for sharing the first episode of the new season. Over 300 people shared our Never Settling episode on the first day it dropped. That's love, and I truly appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, there are some really simple ways to support us that are also free. Take the time to share the podcast or website content with a friend or another dad that needs to hear why his presence matters and how they can make their presence felt without boring themselves. That's always an easy one. Share the links via text messages, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Tagging a friend on a post on Instagram or Twitter also helps. Please take a second to hook us up so we can continue to hook you up. Also, it's hard hosting events during COVID, so if you want to support the movement with some cash, please visit stereotypeco.com/fatherhoodislit to buy some merch. We got shirts, sweaters, hats, all that good stuff, and every little bit helps. Thank you once again for riding with us, but most importantly, thank you for spreading the message that fatherhood is lit, because it truly is. Every year, I take off the end of December and all of January to catch up on life and rest. I have been an entrepreneur for 10 years now, and it takes its toll on the body and even on the mind. It's my way of cutting off and recalibrating. The plan was to bring back the podcast on February 1st, during my birthday week, but instead I caught COVID. I was diagnosed with it on January 16th and felt its effects all the way past my B-day on February 4th. I still suffer from some of the symptoms like lack of energy, heavy breathing, but nothing crazy, so every now and then I just gotta catch my breath. I'm just so glad that I got my taste back. Snack Man kept offering me snacks that I couldn't taste or smell. It was depressing. I was asked by a news outlet if I could grant them an interview about catching COVID. They wanted to talk to a dad that caught it. I declined. I wanted to hook y'all up, but when they asked me, I was still feeling out of it and wasn't feeling their style. They just wanted to use it as a cover story, which kind of sucks. So instead, I wanted to tell you how it felt to be a dad suffering via COVID through our own platform, the Fatherhood is Lit platform. Today, I want to talk about catching it, how I felt about it, and how we dealt with it as a family in hope that if you happen to catch it as well, you at least have some info from a dad that actually lived through it. Dad has COVID. That statement rang through my head even before I got diagnosed. I remember that Wednesday like it was yesterday. Midday that day, I felt really crappy. I felt sick, but couldn't really explain it. Wifey said I even looked sick. I chose to lay down for a few minutes and play on IG when my oldest ran into my room and started repeating the phrase, "Dad has COVID. Dad has COVID." He was joking, but as the day went by, that joke turned into a reality. We ran to the Staten Island Ferry to get myself tested and the rest of the family. I wouldn't know my results until 2 to 3 days later, and that sucked. The system sucks. We got there 10 minutes before it closed, and my specimen didn't make the delivery cutoff date or time. I had to wait an extra day for my results, and that sucked big time. People want to know what the test is like, and trust me, I was scared of the test. I don't like shit up my nose, and it's pretty sensitive, meaning that I was probably going to end up sneezing like a madman after that, or possibly bleed. The nurse that took care of me did it really well. I barely felt it, and it was quick. I heard horror stories about the process. I'm glad it wasn't like that on my first attempt. It was fairly easy, and when I went a month later for a follow-up exam, it wasn't that easy. This time, the nurse made my nose bleed. So sorry, fellas, I can't promise you that it's an easy, non-intrusive procedure. It sucks. Sometimes you get somebody that's really good at it, and they don't let you feel a thing. Sometimes you get somebody that sticks it all the way up your nose, and it feels like they're trying to go down your throat. I hope you get someone like my first nurse. Waiting for the test results was a bitch. My family confined me to my oldest son's room until we found out the results. Night one, I felt like crap, but felt even worse thinking about what I just exposed my kids and wife to. I knew I was sick before the results were in, and all I kept saying to myself was, damn, I know I got them sick as well. Then boredom started to strike. I knew I was keeping them safe by staying in the room, but damn, I missed them big time. I would sneak out of the room just so I could take a sneak peek at them. That wasn't easy either, since I had to clean and disinfect everything I touched while staying out of sight from them. Imagine pushing a 4-year-old away when he just wants to hug his dad. That shit sucks. Night one was full of crazy thoughts, like will I live to see them the next day? Did I put them in harm's way? When I tell you I was really upset with myself, I really mean it. I couldn't sleep. I felt like a total loser. It sucked that I had it, but knowing that I could have possibly infected them hurt me even more. Even if there was a possibility that they got me sick instead. If you ever did something really dumb that might affect the kids, then you know the feeling. It's horrible. Day 2 and 3 was like torture. Food barely stayed down. The chills hit super hard. I was tired even though I didn't do anything. Those days I beat myself up the most because I feared my kids wouldn't be able to handle what I was going through. Wifey was strong, but I feared for her as well. By day 4, we were all diagnosed with COVID. All 5 of us had it, and isolation was now a family event. It's crazy to say this, but it was a weight off my shoulder. Not knowing if they were sick was torture. Not being able to touch them, well, that was torture too. First thing I did was hug all 3 of my kids and my wife individually. And not those cheap little, yo, I love you hugs. It was those deep, damn, man, I never want to be away from you type of hug. Like, it just felt so good to have them in my arms again. 2 to 3 days of that, woo, that drove me nuts. Which leads to my next question, which one of my friends actually asked me. He said, James, you ever found out how you got it? That's the crazy part. With all the contact tracing, we still couldn't figure out how we caught it. And who caught it first? The few friends I did see got tested and came out negative. We were lost. That's the reality of this shit. Once you leave your house, you can catch it anywhere and won't have a clue until it's too late. We had no idea where it came from and had no time to waste on it either. As a dad, my main priority now was making sure my family was good throughout this whole ordeal. An ordeal that I might have put them through. We took all the precautions necessary and signed up to have food delivered to us by the city. Oh, that shit was trash. But I'm grateful for it, because if we couldn't move or do anything, at least we had meals at our front door every single day. So then my friends started asking me, yo, what did you do for the next few weeks? Yo, that's the crazy part, man. Sometimes we just need to cut off from the world to appreciate it. I thought about life. What would happen if I didn't wake up the next day? Would the deals I had in place die with me? Or would someone else move on them? COVID put that into perspective. I had people reaching out for everything they needed or wanted, but few reached out to check in on me. Shout out to my homies, Rich Butler, Adam Saeed, and Basilio of the Social Workers Podcast. And of course, my parents were checking in on me almost every single day, sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. I know I didn't make it easy on them, but they checked in on me anyway. For the next few weeks, the outside world didn't matter. I knew we were going to pull through this. We weren't getting the crazy symptoms you hear about, but I was treating it like anything could happen. Wifey took 2 weeks off from teaching, and I stopped working on my own projects and stopped consulting people on business and even fatherhood. The only world that mattered was the world with my family in it, and it was easy to cut off all the other shit. It was a wake-up call like no other. All I needed, and it was reinforced during COVID, was my family and a few close friends. Clout, likes, streams, even the paychecks people were offering me didn't matter. It was the first time in years I cut off completely and loved it. It made all of us appreciate each other even more and gave wife and me time to really focus on the kids' schoolwork instead of anything else. Then we all started to get better, and man, was that a blessing we didn't take lightly. One of my friends called me and said, I know y'all going to go crazy outside after this. He was wrong. I was still shook of COVID. I was still feeling some of the effects. And trust me when I tell you, I was afraid I would get sick again. Instead, we extended our quarantine a whole month and didn't leave the crib until mid-February. We didn't even celebrate my birthday on the 4th in style. Instead, we stood home. Secretly, that's all I ever wanted to do on my birthday anyway. So thank you, COVID. On February 10th, we all got retested and all came back negative. we kind of knew that was going to happen, but it felt good seeing the results and then showing those results to our family. My kids, my wife, and myself have been locked down since the new year, and on that day, we started planning a quick vacation. I'll talk about that on the next solo episode of the podcast. You might want to know how to take a vacation during COVID, and we got you. COVID is one of those things that will stay with us forever. Maybe not the sickness, but the memories. When I first thought I caught it, I hated myself. I thought I put my family's well-being on the line and kicked my own ass for it. I wish I could say we should have never gone outside, but that's impossible. We needed to go outside to get food and just sometimes to get air. And by doing so, it cost us. The main reason I learned is that you can never be too careful. We could have caught it by simply touching the elevator or the garage door in my building. Maybe we caught it at ShopRite getting food for us to survive. The point is, once you exit the crib, you are at risk. I was willing to take that risk to feed my kids and got burned for it. Will I take that risk again? You better believe it. I'm telling you, we tried everything and anything to keep ourselves safe. It still happened. Will we continue to play it safe when we go outside, practice social distancing, and wear a mask? You better believe it. We are more cautious now than ever. Fellas, this virus is no joke, and neither is your life. We went through hell with this virus and pulled through. God bless the souls of those who didn't. Dad caught COVID is a term I never, ever want to hear again, and hopefully you won't either. Want to know more about COVID or how we dealt with it? Hit me up. I'll fill you in. It sucked. As always, our presence matters. Stay safe and keep making your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit. COVID is not.